So happy to have with us right now the head coach of the Browns, Pat Shurmur. Pat, first question is, what kind of golfer are you?
Well, I think that's a better question for my partners. We ended up 9-under, I think, which was pretty good. But I enjoy playing. As you might expect, I don't get a chance to play as much as you'd like. And then, you know, we're getting into that time of year here, the latter part of June and July, where you can play a little bit more. And then once training camp starts, then you put them away for the year. So the golf season is short, but enjoy it. And it was a great day today. There are a lot of great people out here enjoying the day and a lot of fun.
And that's the thing. Regardless of where the ball goes, it's just great to be a part of this. And you know what a tremendous cause and what a tremendous job really the Browns as an organization does with this huge culminating event as a foundation event.
Yeah, I think so. Renee Harvey and Matt Yunker and Jenner Tkancic and Brittany Young, they do a nice job of obviously organizing it, and they do an outstanding job of executing. What a great day. And I think the most heard word today, I think, was four. So I think there were a lot of errant shots, but a lot of big smiles and a lot of jokes. And I think a lot of good got done today.
And that's the thing, Coach, because you can be in your job very narrow in your focus on football, but you allow yourself to really recognize the other things that this football team touches besides football.
Yeah, I believe in community outreach. I believe in what we do on the business side and the community relations side of the Browns. I think it's important. Most of us are very blessed to be able to make a living in a profession that's basically a hobby. And so we're fortunate, and I think it's important that we give back to a fan base that's so passionate, and then give back to the community for those that are not quite as fortunate.
Talking some football, you start your final week of OTAs this week. Give me a sense of how this week, if at all, differs from what you've done in the previous weeks since you've had the veterans and rookies together.
Well, it's OTA 7, 8, 9, and 10, and we'll spend a little extra time talking about our AFC North opponents. We'll spend a little time talking about our first opponent, which is Philadelphia, amidst a consistent installation, which has happened from the first OTA. You know, I mentioned this to the group, but we had six OTAs, and then we went back and reviewed, basically, and reinstalled for the minicamp, and now we'll continue to move forward. And so basically, the players will have heard everything prior to starting training camp, and then we'll go through it again, get them up and ready, and play a season.
How pleased have you been with the focus and just the level of engagement that these guys have had through the workouts that you had last week, the mini camps?
Well, I think their work has been terrific. You know, they're working hard. They're playing at game speed, and we're getting our systems, you know, in and fine-tuned. And so I'm pleased with the amount of work we got done so far, but we have one more week here.
Browns coach Pat Shurmur joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from the Browns Foundation Golf Tournament at Firestone Country Club. In terms of what you've tried to emphasize, is there really, I know it's about installing and getting guys familiar with your systems and all of the basic stuff, but has there been a theme? Has there been any one point, Coach, that you've tried to push throughout these workouts?
Well, I think every player out there is working on different things. Guys that have heard it once before are hearing it again and fine-tuning it. Our rookies are trying to get up to speed with what our veterans and the players that were here a year ago know. And so, you know, each guy has different things that he's focusing on, and then depending on what position he plays. So, you know, what I ask each guy to do is learn the installation each day, go out on the field, execute, and get good at something. And so I think if they each go out on the field and work on their craft and get good at something and just keep adding up those good days, then we'll get to where we need to be.
Brandon Weeden, your rookie quarterback, it looks like it's funny. It's like an evolution to watch him go through these things. First, everybody just pays attention to the basic stuff, throwing the football, how he does it and all that. And then when the veterans get involved and the defense cranks things up a little bit, you can see it's more of a challenge. I mean, he's doing everything as well as we've seen him do it, but it looks like with each phase he gets something to see that he can learn from.
Yeah, I think it's a process. You know, you come in as a rookie, you go through the rookie mini camp, and you see it for the first time at a very slow pace. Then you get into the OTA settings, which are still pretty full speed, and you see them execute a little bit better. And then you see him in week three, and then going into week four, I think he'll even build on that. But, you know, he has the basic foundation for what it takes to be a quarterback. You know, I think he's a good leader. He's tough. And then a lot's been talked about his arm strength and his accuracy. So, you know, it's if you're quarterback, you got to be able to throw it.
Yeah, that would be a basic requirement. How pleased are you with the conditioning of your receivers? A lot has been said about the way these guys showed up for these workouts and how they've kind of looked physically through the whole thing.
I think, you know, a lot of talk about Greg Little and how he reshaped his body. I think he's done a nice job of finding out what it is to get his body right for these practices. And then, you know, I think Mo Massaqua came in healthy. You know, it's the first time I've really seen him healthy. And so he's able to, you know, move his game up a notch. So, you know, those are two guys. And then we got, you know, other guys in there that are working extremely hard and in good shape.
In general, have you been pleased with the whole – because that's like a big part of these off-season workouts is for you to kind of assess the general condition of your team, and that tells you something about the guys and their right and their level of commitment.
Yeah, I think being a pro, these guys learn quickly that they need to take care of their bodies and develop their strength and flexibility and stamina. And I think that's what you do here in the off-season. You got to take care of your body, and you got to push it and get it ready to play, you know, a 16-plus game season. And I think that's what this time of year is for. Then you blend in the football aspect of it, so you get used to, you know, not just conditioning yourself, but doing it in a way that's necessary to play the game.
You've mentioned multiple times when the subject comes up about the who's out there working with the first unit groups, et cetera, you've been very quick to tell reporters, hey, look, don't read too much into this. We line them up, but it doesn't necessarily mean this is how they're going to line up in September, you know, and September 9th when the season starts. But what I'm leading to here, Coach, is one position that we're all going to pay very close attention to, as we all will, is who's going to be that guy under center for that first game against the Eagles, and or at least who at some point in camp preseason is going to have that designation. What is your timetable for deciding that?
Well, I mentioned it. You know, I want to do it sooner than later. You know, I'm watching these two guys compete. This time of year, everybody shares reps, mm-hmm. regardless of whether you have a competition or not, trying to decide, you know, who's going to be the player. I've really been impressed with how quickly Brandon has gotten up to speed and is executing at this level. Very, very impressed with that. And I do think that Colt McCoy has improved, and I feel, you know, good about where he's going. So, you know, it shouldn't be this great, you know, conversation at this point, because they're all out there practicing, they're all out there playing.
Right.
You know, Brandon is getting more than his fair share of the reps with the first team, and so it'll happen, and it'll happen in a way that makes sense.
And lastly, you've got a little over a month. I know before, you know, once this ends at the end of the week, the OTAs, before you're back at training camp, what are your priorities for these players in that time?
Well, the structured part of our off season for the players, at least here in the building, is over starting Friday. But they'll continue, obviously, to stay in shape and fine-tune their conditioning so that when they come back to training camp, either the 24th or the 26th, depending on when they report, they got their bodies right to get going.
Perfect. Coach, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
All right, Vic.
He is head coach Pat Shermer joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and you're listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.